Lawmakers and Native American tribes gathered in support of a bill to rename the prestigious University of California Hastings School of Law, removing its namesake, Serranus Clinton Hastings. Hastings was responsible for the near genocide of several California Indian peoples. Assemblymember James Ramos is an author of AB 1936.
He paid for militias that brought genocide and atrocities upon the California Indian people in the Eden and Round Valley and brought turmoil to the Yuki Indian people. However, the deadly means that Hastings used to build his wealth and help fund the law school has received little scrutiny until now.
Hastings went on to become California's first Supreme Court Chief Justice and Attorney General. Ramos, the first Native American on the state assembly, says his own tribe experienced an attempted genocide, much like the victims of Hastings. James Russ, president of the Round Valley Tribal Council, spoke in favor of the legislation to rename the law school.
This took 140 years for this to come to the forefront. But everything happens for a reason, and this is the forefront right now.
Efforts to rename UC Hastings began last November, and Ramos says nearly a dozen stakeholder meetings ensued. He says while the past cannot be undone, his legislation will start the process of restorative justice.
For too long, the voice of the California Indian people have been left out of discussions and decisions that center around historical trauma and actions inflicted upon them during the state's history. AB 1936 ensures that the voice of the California Indian people are at the table to have their voices heard.
The UC Hastings board has approved a name change. Back in November, San Francisco Assemblymember Phil Ting is co-author of the bill to solidify that name change. He says the bill would do more than just rename UC Hastings.
We have to have this acknowledgement. It's not simply enough just to change the name, but we have to have programming. We have to have acknowledgement within the university to talk about the history. It can't just be something that in 100 more years we just forget about and go about our way.
The bill was heard in the State Assembly Higher Education Committee.